Right, we now come on to paper C. And this, of course, is the committee's work plan.
Chairman, if I can just give an overview of this. The work plan splits into two parts for this occasion. Members will recall that the corporate plan was agreed by full council. What we've done now is extracted the relevant bits in relation to this particular policy and scrutiny committee. So these are the key activities described in the corporate plan. What you have to do sometimes is just revisit some of those key activities to make sure that there are being progress, there's adequate resources, and if there's any performance management monitoring to be done, obviously this is the place to do it. So that's work in progress, and obviously you can build on the subjects contained in paper C2, and what we try and do now is not just identify a particular topic area, it's what you want specifically to look at as part of that topic, why do you want to do it, and what are the outcomes, and who do you need to engage. And obviously for that exercise we will include our colleagues from Children's Services to make sure that we have a value for money impact on the work that scrutiny does.
Any questions from anybody?
I would also add, Chairman, before Councillor Howell comes in, that we have facilitated a training event on Monday the 7th of October as a result of the new scrutiny guidance that's been published by central government. And we're using a facilitator from Birmingham University to help engage with members on the direction that Birmingham scrutiny should be taking in the light of that guidance, and working off a better constructive working relationship between the Cabinet and scrutiny members and officers to reflect what is included as best practice within the guidance. So hopefully after members have received that training, you'll be more focused.
Would I be out of order to suggest that if Hampshire wanted to send anybody? That would be delighted to have.
Certainly, we will be extending the invitation to officers of any service department. And as I say, the day will be split into two halves. The morning will be in relation to what the new guidance says, working relationships between the Cabinet, scrutiny, and officers. The afternoon session will be really for scrutiny members to sort of say these are the skills that you need in developing your work plan, and also the types of questions that you should be asking in relation to evidence gathering.
Sorry, Councillor Howell.
I'm sorry to have to answer this, but I still think that we have still got a problem with the West White area. Now, I appreciate that Paul and Brian are doing a brilliant job. The trouble is that it's like a battle where the frontline troops are there and they're not being given any information on which direction they should be going in. And we're the ones that are getting constant barrages from schools, from government bodies, from parents, on where we're going. And what I would like to see, if I may ask you, through you, Chairman, is some sort of continuation of briefings so that we actually can tell people, because we're looking stupid because we're someone we don't know. And I'm actually going to a governor to get some information. And we should be the one with the information to actually go forward with this. And I'm just losing it now. I mean, I've got subscribers, for instance, in my area, who now they've decided they could be at risk. They're panicking. They're asking questions. Can't tell them anything. I'm not saying you've got to tell me everything, but what I want to know is, what can we tell them? And you need, as the people with the knowledge and the experience and what's going forward, you need to pass it on to us. We're not just, we are councillors and we are expected to be able to give them some sort of reply.
So,
I'm
kind of on two things, one is specifically within West White. So what you're referring to there is a report that hasn't yet been completed, that I haven't yet authorised, and that the council and Councillor Brady hasn't yet approved. So I can't really go much further than that. I can't give a commentary, running commentary on every report that we write on. That's not good governance. Going back to good governance, my second point I want to make, some colleagues around say, well, no, I feel strongly about this. When we came here under direction of the Secretary of State in 2013, the scrutiny arrangements on the Isle of Wight were a disgrace. There wasn't any. There were no effective scrutiny arrangements, and if you don't believe me, you can read the Ofsted reports at that time, both 2013 and 2014. I will not allow us to go back to that place, and it is essential that officers are involved in the planning and helping the structure of scrutiny committees and this committee as we go forward. Because there are items that we need you, in the name of good governance, to see and scrutinise, and we need to get those onto this agenda. So I'll leave those two points there, and others may want to come in.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying about scrutiny, and that's fine. I just need to come back and approach it from being a councillor, not being a scrutinised. So what I need to do then is I need to call a meeting in the West Wight and say, well, I can't answer you as a scrutiny, but I'm going to challenge it as a councillor. Thank you.
Hold on. Who wishes to go first?
I do recognise, John, the difficulty that you're in, and I'd like to think, because you're doing it quite often, that I'm as open as I can be with information. We did poll only a few weeks ago all the West Wight councillors together so that we could brief you fully on what had happened over the summer with the withdrawal of the public notice. We did seek your advice as to the way forward. Paul at the last cabinet meeting gave an absolute categoric list of criteria that we were working to, which is still the list of criteria that we were working to. And we're now putting together the report which will go to the Cabinet in October, and members in the West Wight will again receive a briefing before that goes into the public domain, as we have done on every occasion with every report that we've brought forward on this matter.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But I still think that if it's not for scrutiny, I don't understand why we've got to resolve the issue of surplus primary school places in the West Wight area. If it's not for people on scrutiny, then why have we got it on the program?
I'm not saying it's not for scrutiny. I'm just saying it's about structuring the scrutiny to go forward.
Well, I mean, I don't understand where the limitation is where we are, because if we're talking about surplus primary school places, it affects all primary schools in the West Wight. And we need to talk about it. You say we can't talk about it as a scrutiny.
As Chair, could I make a suggestion? I would suggest that you meet with Paul, possibly with Brian, and that between you, if you give as much information as you can.
Well, I don't want to step out of line, Chair.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Why is it on our
It's all about people talking to one another, and I understand what Steve is saying, there is only so much you can do because the report isn't there. But if you have concerns, then I feel that you should contact Councillor Brading to get a better picture. Would you agree with that, George?
I think it's best that we wait until the report is fully completed and then have the briefing that we normally have, because then we're all together and we can give each other views. Like we have done before, and I'm sure it won't be long before that report will be completed.
Yeah.
And just very briefly, since the very start of this whole process, we followed the consistent pattern of often preparing a report, we sign off the report, and of course, then to cabinets. We've done it with all the papers at the last cabinet meeting. I set out, as Brian said, the six key objectives that we are going to achieve for the future of West Wight. That's never changed. We had to temporarily pull the paper at the start of the summer, quite rightly, so we can read it again. And as I've said, another paper will come back to Cabinet on the 10th of October. I've not seen that paper yet, it's still being worked on by my officers. When I see the paper will be seen to me before publication next Wednesday, at that time, you know, the paper will be in the public domain. As yet, Brian and Steve haven't signed it off to give me the sign off. And as John, you know, every time we produce a paper, we brief the five board councillors every time on the set before the paper goes out in the public domain. And that process won't change, hasn't changed since the start of this back in March. So we're still doing the same process as George just alluded to. So, as yet, there's no paper to scrutinise. I've got no problem with my
paper. Paul, I'm not here to criticise you, I'm just pointing out the problem that we've got. And I've got a problem now because bit by bit, schools are saying, oh, well, we wanted to be, we didn't want to be involved in this, but now we, somebody's told us.
All you can tell the school judge what you actually know, which is the six principles of the last paper.
I think, John, we must shut it down there now.
I have finished, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Howe.
Right.
And
Chairman, can I also give an assurance, obviously, to Steve Crocker, that there is no way that we'll discount any issues that you want to bring forward, because as you quite rightly said, there is a need to ensure, to show to Ofsted that we are actually holding the county council to account and making sure that officers are delivering in accordance with expectations of Ofsted and all the statutory requirements. So if there are any particular issues that we feel should come forward to this committee,
Thank you. One final point, because all cabinet papers go to corporate scrutiny, to the airport cabinet anyway. So.
Yeah. Yes. Right. I will now.
Members' questions.
Members' questions, sorry.
Oh. I think there's a fostering report that the lead member has seen, and I think that would be valuable to come into the November timetable. Because that fulfills one of the key. For a number of reasons. Wonder whether the public health and children's health item could ultimately, may not be this time, but it might be something that the health and wellbeing board in due course well within that.
Public health could.
So you've got an item on there, a vague item about children's health.
It's a different
I think that might need to be more specific.
Chair,
yeah,
I'm sure we can be more specific to the outcomes of that.
Yeah. If there is nothing else, I will close the meeting. Thank you all for attending. I